on the phone with Great Falls American's head coach, Greg Sears. And let's talk about Gillette. They're obviously number one for a reason.
Coach Hayes has done a nice job there to put a team out there that has a chance every night and kind of took us to us on Friday. And Saturday night, we responded and scored six, but those teams couldn't keep the puck out of the net. So, you know, kudos to those guys. They're trying to make a championship run, and it's a good team.
Another road trip for you this weekend, maybe a little bit closer to home as you're headed to Bozeman.
Yeah, first trip of the year to Bozeman, so that's kind of strange, but I'm looking forward to going there for two and then returning the favor the following weekend. So have them the next four. Their coach coached me in junior, so we know what to expect, and they're still alive in the playoffs, so it's going to be a hard-fought series, but our guys will be ready.
Speaking of the playoffs, since you have been eliminated, are you now getting a chance to work some of the younger players? Are you working on some different skill sets with the kids?
Nothing really changes. We keep working towards our goal of finding our age-out players a place to play in college next year and then developing our younger guys for future. So there's still one day at a time and getting after in practice, and you know, hope the best the rest of the way here.
That was Great Falls American's head coach, Greg Sears. For 560 KMWN, I'm Randy Bogdan.